Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm not sure what's going on. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to D&K Bible Break. I believe my better half is on the line as well. You there?
I am here. I'm just getting some play. Yes, we're here. Good evening, everyone. This is D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. First and foremost, we want to give honor to the Lord who's the head of our life and for blessing us with the opportunity to be a blessing to you, hopefully, in the Word of God on this night. hope everyone had a great, blessed weekend. And, again, we just want to say thank all those for joining us that are on the phone lines. And the phone line number is 845-277-9094. Those that are on the Internet, our Internet station is www.blogtalkradio.com. With Derek Oliver. We just want to thank all those that's been supporting us and all that are on live with us tonight. It is a blessing to be here and to be able to share the Word of God. My better half, Miss Kay, is on the phone with is on the line with me as well, Miss Kay.
Hey, good evening. Happy Monday.
Right. Happy Monday. We just want to say thank you all again once for joining us. We want to send a special shout out to all of our sponsors, Finish Line, Pizza Hut, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, and Brentwood Publishing. And a new one that actually will be starting up here on the 1st will be our new sponsor, Outback Steakhouse. So we're just honored, and everyone is sponsoring us. And the good thing about that is they're sponsoring us as we praise the Lord. So there is no gimmick to it. As we bring forth the Lord on all our on every time that we come on the air, is nothing but being a blessing to the Lord. And however He leads us or who's ever on, however He leads them, that's what we're about. So I don't want people to think we got to do anything, sell ourselves out to get these sponsorships. They know where we stand, and the Lord is the head. He is the author and the finisher of everything that we do. So, again, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and for my sponsors. it's been a really has been a nonstop week. Even though we're going into a new week, it's just been a blessing for me. It's just been great. It's just been great. I have some new companies. I probably won't get into it today just because I don't have the paperwork in front of me about the companies. I don't know if my wife has that. Do you have the logos t-shirt company? If you can you look it up for me real quick?
Quizit Design LTH.
Quizit. What is it? Quizit Design.
Exquisite Design. LTH.
No, you say it.
Exquisite.
Yeah, those are the ones that does our sweatshirts and all of that. And then also, who comes up with the logo? Do you have that information? I got to look that up.
I don't have that information.
Okay.
I thought it was the same.
Well, I would get it. No, they put the logos on the shirts and the sweatshirts and the t-shirts, and then someone comes up with my logo. Actually, it's the bishop's sister. I want to get her company name in a second.
A to Z logo.
Yes, that's what it is.
A-2-T-W-O-Z like zebra logos with a Z at the end. So A-2-Z logos.
Yeah, and I'm going to put them up on my social media sites. Hopefully by tonight I'll have them up so people can see what we got going on. But we just want to get ready to get started, and I'm actually going to have my wife open us up in prayer, and she'll start us off, and I'll take over from there.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to come together one more time in your name. We pray that you be all up in the service, the show, the conversation on tonight, Lord Jesus. None of us, all of you, let your spirit flow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. Tonight, what we're going to be talking about, you know, a lot of us, we have confidence in God's love. We know that God loves us. We know how to get in the Word. We know how to study. We know how to move forward in the belief that, you know, God is there for us. But I wanted to ask a question. Do you really trust that the Lord is there? Not only do you believe, but do you trust? So when you believe, a lot of us believe it's in our mind, but is it registering in your heart? Is it making it to your heart? So not only in the head, but get it in the heart. So as long as you believe and as long as it registers in your heart, then you can move forward. So a lot of us, you know, we read our word, and I believe there's a scripture that says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee." The word has to be hidden in our heart. It has to be there in order for us to trust the Lord. Not head knowledge, not book knowledge, but we have to get it into our heart. And I had a couple of definitions here that I wanted to go over. Belief is the product of the mind. So like I said, that's something that you believe in your mind. Trust is a product of both mind and heart. When you are believing, it is just like you are expecting to earn something. But if you are trusting, you are surrendering all of yourself, no matter what the outcome is, for the better or the worse. And I was thinking about when, around this time last year, I was going skydiving. And I went skydiving, and I jumped out of the plane. And by me jumping out of the plane, yes, I believe in what I was doing. Couldn't have jumped out of that plane if I didn't trust that the Lord was going to see me all the way through. So there's a difference between believing personally and trusting, because you can believe all day long, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, do you truly trust him with everything in you? That's my question tonight. Do you trust in the Lord? I'm going to let my husband have a few words here. Go ahead, husband.
Okay, thank you for letting me have a few words. I made sure I would only take a few. But no, trusting, and, you know, a lot of people say they love Jesus. A lot of people want to, you know, they have the word play on, yeah, I love him, I love him, I love him. But when it comes to trusting him, when it comes to when things get tight, a lot of times we allow our surroundings to dictate what we believe and what we don't believe. If someone come and give you the best way to lose weight, and they're giving you what works for them, automatically you're going to think, oh, and if they lost weight, you're going to think that their way is better than what you've been instructed to do. and I just want to briefly talk about trusting in what the Lord is knowing, and there's a difference in trusting in him to deliver than it is in believing in him. It's really two different things. I had a conversation with my son today, and he hired a new personal trainer. And he called me and he told me that his old personal trainer that he had in Ohio, he liked him better because he knew how to push him. He knew how to do certain things to get stronger and bigger and better. And this new person was telling him, and my son said, I showed him some videos of his workouts, and he was like, yeah, but your trainer was doing, he was criticizing his old trainer, how he was training him, but the results were still the same. He got stronger, faster. But the new trainer was telling him that's not the right way to do it. We're going to do it this way. He was giving him his. So now he was sitting here doubting his whole belief process because the person that got him started, that got him strong, That's what he was used to. Now that he's no longer in that area and he had to find someone different and they have a different philosophy, now he's trying to ask the question is what he even did in the beginning. If it was wrong, why is this person trying to correct him? But the results was he got bigger and stronger and faster. Now, the new person was telling him some of the stuff and techniques he was doing was wrong. So I was telling him, okay, this is a new person. This is someone that's giving you something totally different than what your other person was telling you. And you have to focus on what God is telling you, and you have to trust it, and you have to believe it. But we allow people around us sometimes to dictate to us where we're going and how we're going to do it. So that's just, you know, one scenario of trusting in the Lord. Another scenario is when my wife talked about when she jumped out of a plane, she knew she was saved. She knew, but she had to take the initiative to jump and trust that she was going to be okay. Because a lot of people say that. Now, me personally, I'm not jumping out of an airplane. Not because I don't believe I'm not saved. I'm just not doing it. I don't have that. My trust isn't in that. I'm not going to trust a man-made to pull a string and a parachute to come out. That's just me. Wife's a little bit different. That's where her level of trust is. Now, someone will say, well, Derek, you must not really trust the Lord. It ain't got nothing to do with me trusting the Lord. It's just the fact that I don't trust the man. And sometimes we're going through situations and we'll see things and we'll hear things that would dictate to us what we're going to trust and what we're not going to trust. The reason I don't trust that is for the simple reason where my wife went and jumped out of the airplane, there was an accident where someone was going and he did a jump and they tried to pull the string and it didn't come out and they ended up dying. Now that summed it all up for me. I'm not doing it. I don't have the desire to do it no more.
Let me add to that right there. Well, okay, so when I jumped out the plane, for me, I loved it. It was like, it was just looking at God's creation, it was beautiful to me. And the instructor that I had, the beautiful thing was he let me control the movement of the parachute. So you can go this way, left, right, or whatever. You can spin around. So he let me control it for a minute, and it was so nice. But the crazy thing is during that time is when he told me the story of somebody else with the parachute, and they went to grab it, and they were pulling, and they ended up messing up the parachute, and both the instructor and the person didn't make it. And I'm like, this is a fine time for you to tell me this story. So the good thing is, you know, my trust is not in man either. So I think about it like my job. My trust is not in my job. I think about pretty much anything in my life that I have going on. It's not in that circumstance or that situation. It all resides with the Lord. And if I didn't trust him wholeheartedly, then I would be worried about this and worried about that, just stressed out about everything. So I just wanted to add in there about that parachute not opening. So I didn't trust the man. If my full trust was in the Lord, either he was going to let me enjoy it and it was going to be fine. If he decided to go otherwise, I was fine with it either way because I knew where I was going. So go ahead, husband.
Okay. So my point I'm trying to make is sometimes we have to make decisions. Not we don't have to make any decisions, but sometimes our trust is dictated by our surroundings and who we're listening to. And really can't be effective if we allow our trust in the Lord be dictated by man. I'm just being honest, you know, I don't want people to think that I have arrived, but when that parachute didn't open up, that summed it all up for me. I'm not taking that route. Now, what does that have to do with trusting with the Lord and moving to spiritual things? Well, sometimes when we get news or we're going through situations in what the Lord has taught us and showed us in our previous battles, we will listen to what other people say. It's just like me telling you about jumping out of an airplane. If you've been trying to do it and something you wanted to do, don't let what I say dictate you from doing what you want to do. If that's what you want to do and the Lord is leading you to do that, then that's what you should do. My wife, she wanted to do this. She wanted to do it. And after looking at it, she still wanted to do it. Her trust was, I'm going to do it and she's going to be okay. And that's where it went. If she would listen to anybody else, if it would have dictated that, she would have missed out on a blessing, because when you see her jump out of the plane and in the sky, I can only imagine going through the sky, feeling God's air, to what he created as she was going down. So that's an experience I won't have, but she has it because she had to trust in the Lord. And even when we come to people being sick in our families or our friends or our coworkers, not only in sickness, but when we're around them and we get the news that such and such is sick or this person is sick, do you trust and believe that the Lord is going to heal them, or do you be like, oh, it looks bad? Again, I'm going to bring up another situation, and then I'm going to let my wife expand a little bit more. My mother-in-law had a heart attack, and it didn't look good. It just didn't look good. But at the same time, did we want to trust what the people were saying at the hospital, the doctors, and what it looked like, or were we going to put our trust in the Lord? Now, yeah, we love the Lord, but if we would have put our trust in what everyone was saying, she wouldn't be with us today. I was there. I was at the hospital. It did not look good at all. Even before my wife showed up, it didn't look good. And, you know, the thing that I remember about that is when I picked her up from the airport, it's like her and her sister, like, we got this. She's going to be okay. It was the confidence. It was the attitude. It was the belief process. They were trusting that everything is going to be okay. And when you have that type of trust, you kind of become invincible, because can't nothing defeat you. Even if certain things don't go the way that you think they're going to go, if you trust it and he still knows, you got to have the belief that he's still able to do it. And it just wasn't his will for it to be what you wanted, but you still got to have the belief that he's able. Even if you don't, he's able. The Hebrew boys, I don't want to get away from my wife, where she's going tonight, but trusting. When they were in the light, when they were in the fiery furnace, they asked him, they answered Nebuchadnezzar, if you put us in the fire, our God is able. And if he does, he still is able. That's a trust that you have to trust without no doubt. That's the trust that only you can have in the Lord. If you don't, he's able. If you do, he's able. If you don't, he still is able. And with that type of attitude, that type of trust, you should be able to, you know, walk this walk with a clear path, if I'm making sense. So you have to put your trust in the Lord. We know you love him. We can say that, and we can show that all the time. But it comes to a point where we have to actually start living it and not allowing the circumstances that you're going through dictate your trust in the Lord, if that makes sense.
Right, because a lot of the times, after the fact, you know, that's when our confidence and everything kicks in, when things start looking better. It's like, oh, I know God is able. But during that time, in the midst of it, can you trust him? Do you wholeheartedly trust? Whether, like I said earlier, whether it's for the good, for the bad, do you trust the outcome? At the end of the day, we have no control over anything. So the most important thing to do is trust in him. But if you don't have anything in you to pull from, then it's kind of hard.
Amen. You're going in and out right now. But I want you to finish that thought in a second. But it is very important that we understand
all of that goes together. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said you didn't hear me because you went in and out.
I'm sorry.
I want you to repeat that here. Yeah, that's fine. We want you to repeat that here in a second. But again, we're talking about trusting in the Lord, not loving him, not believing in him, but trusting in him when situations get to a point where it looks bad and you really have to put your trust in the Lord. You know, I was talking about when her mom was sick, and then there was a situation, I really don't talk about this that much, is when my father had passed away. I was maybe 21 years old at the time, and when we were going through it, it was all of a sudden. It didn't just happen. It was it happened suddenly. He went in on a Friday into the hospital, Friday night. At the time we didn't have cell phones, we had pagers, and got the text, come to the hospital, and I had just talked to him, and he was fine. And then like a few hours later, you know, he got all these tubes in him and couldn't respond. And I couldn't understand it. I could not grasp the brain of what was going on, and I got angry because after he passed, he died, went on a Friday, died on a Sunday. There was a thing that left me, and I didn't want to trust God because, and then for a long time, I wouldn't go into a hospital room. I didn't want to relive that over again, and it just goes to show that when my baby son was born, he was born in the same hospital that my father passed away in. And that, you know, it may have been a couple years apart, but I had to get my trust together. It took me a while to start trusting in the Lord, but that it was not anything anybody did. It was just his time. And he prepared us by just telling us that something would happen to him. Don't be crying and all this. He's in a better place. He was telling me, he's stayed that for years. So when it came, even though I couldn't receive it when it happened, it took the birth of my son in order for me to get over that hump. And even now, I don't like going in the hospital rooms, but when I go in, it's just, I have a different, my confidence is different. Because when I walk in there, I trust and believe whatever the situation is, God can be a healer in that situation. And if the situation doesn't come out the way that I thought it or the other people wanted it to come out, then it was just the Lord's will. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And if anyone that went to heaven, if you was to ask them if they wanted to come back, I'm guaranteeing they wouldn't want to come back. That's just in death. Now I'm going to move on a little bit further when trusting in the Lord when it comes to financial issues, or it comes to relationship issues, or where it comes to whatever the issue may be that you're facing, if you have to trust in him. And sometimes, and again, I just want to bring up, because I'm a living witness of it, so I keep using myself as an example. When they told me I had cancer and I had to go for my chemo treatments, well, I met some people in chemo. And it was funny because these people that were going there for chemo, I met an old man, and he told me, don't look at chemo as being sick, just look at it as part of your everyday life. He would come out of chemo, smoke a cigarette, even though his wife told him not to, the doctor told him, he just did that because that's what he wanted to do. And he told the doctors, and it was funny because the way that he said it, he was not scared. He said, I don't smoke, but every time I leave chemo, I smoke a cigarette, so I let everybody know that whatever his saying was, he just wanted him to know to himself that he was living with something, and he wasn't going to stop living because he had something. So he would smoke that one cigarette, and that he would be fine. He was an older man, and it didn't make sense when he did it, but then after I thought about it for a while, it made a whole lot of sense. We're going to come up with things. We're going to come up with ailments. We're going to come up with situations. And it depends on how you look at the situation. If you're trusting God to take care of you through the situation, he may take you through it. But you have a destiny to get to where he wants you to go. And sometimes you got to go through some things. It doesn't mean that's the death of you. People have died of cancer. They've fought through it and fought through it. And even though they may have passed, they fought through it. They didn't let it dictate to them that they were going to, that was the end of it. I hope I'm making sense. But I feel like I'm talking too much, and I don't want to get too far off the subject. So I'm going to let my wife go ahead and continue where she was going with this trust thing.
I don't know what happened, but I guess my phone went out for a minute. But what I was saying, just to piggyback off of what you said a little bit ago, was in regards to trust. And what I was mentioning is, you know, I lost my train of thought, I'm sorry. What I was mentioning was, no matter what the situation looks like, we have to trust the Lord. It may not look, if we're looking with our natural eyes, it may not look right. You may not be able to see how, where, when, or how, but you got to know in your heart, at the end of the day, God will work it out. And you were talking about my mom, and the thing about my mom's situation, we had to take a flight to get home, and everybody was giving us all these bad news, and then when we saw my mom, it was like, whoa, this is not my mom. So it was like just a big difference. Never once did we say anything negative. We just knew she was going to be all right. And at the end of the day, if the Lord decided to do otherwise, that was his will. But we never doubted. We never wavered. We just knew that she was going to be all right. And I've been through a lot of things in my life to know that if it's the Lord's will, it's the Lord's will. Everything's not going to go as planned. You're going to struggle. We're going to go through some situations. You may lose loved ones. I lost my brothers. I mean, everything is not going to work the way you think it's going to work, but will your trust hold up? Will you still trust God? And I find the more that I study, the more that I put the word in me, that's when I know that I can be all right. You got to have the word in you. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to have something in you in order for it to come out of you. If there's nothing to pull from, then there's nothing that can be created. I work with people all day long, and they call in and they need help. And when they call in, they need help. They need me to help set up their account. If their records are not in our system, I can't proceed any further because there's nothing to pull from. So if you want to grow your trust in the Lord, you have to get into the Word. So that way, the word can not only be in your head. We can quote scriptures. We can do all the spiritual cliches and everything. If the word is not in your heart, then you don't have anything to pull from. You're just reciting things. Anybody can recite them. You can teach a little kid how to recite their Easter plays speeches. It doesn't mean that it's in them. So it's very important to get it in you. So we're talking about trust tonight, and I wanted to go into Jairus. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows the story about Jairus and his daughter. It's coming out of Matthew 5. You can read verses 22 through 24 and then go ahead and skip down to verse 35. And 36 is going to be what I'm going to be focusing on tonight. So when Jairus, you know, he was one of the synagogue rulers. He fell at Jesus' feet, and in this part of the verse, he's begging the Lord to come put his hands on his dying little girl. And as he was doing that, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, that story comes into play during this process. And when that process with the woman with the, or not process, but when that part of the scenario happens with the woman with the issue of blood, it actually goes back to Jairus after the woman with the issue of blood is healed. It goes back to Jairus. And there were some men that were coming from Jairus' house, and they were telling him that his daughter was dead and not to bother the Lord anymore. But in Mark 5:36, Jesus overheard their report, and Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just keep trusting." And you can read the rest of the story, and you'll see that his daughter, she actually did live. And, you know, the girl, she was dead at one point, but Jesus used the image of sleep to indicate that her condition was temporary and she would be restored. A lot of things in this life that we go through is temporary. And I believe, I don't know if this is scripture, it may be scripture, but I know it has a song, "Trouble Don't Last Always." So we all know that we're going to go through situations, but will you trust? Or are you going to believe the naysayers or the people that's bringing you the bad report? And are you going to be listening to the garbage over here and the garbage over there? Are you going to just keep your mind stayed on the Lord and trust him no matter the situation? Because if you let too many people in your ear, they will turn your situation around. I'm going to share a little brief thing here also. On Friday, I had a situation with my son. He got very disrespectful and he ended up storming out the house. I don't know where he went. He just left. He got really, I'm at work, but he stormed out the house and he left. And the whole time, I'm like, okay, I could have been freaking out. And I didn't freak out, but I wanted to talk to somebody. But I'm like, I don't know. I don't want people, I don't want to tell people my business. I don't want anybody talking about me. Because, you know, people, they, I don't care if they're in church or not, they gossip. And then your story go from this person to that person to this person. And I couldn't call my best friend because she had just lost her father that same morning. I'm like, Lord, I can't call my friend. And I'm like, I need somebody to talk to. So I sent a message to my, and the prayers that I got, when I tell you there was so much peace, and I'm like, can't nobody tell me that God is not faithful? He will do what he said he will do, but you got to trust him, and you got to surround yourself with people that's going to feed into your spirit and not take away from your spirit. Had I called and talked to some other people, they'd be like, girl this and girl that, and then I would have been given a pity party story, and then I would have got more stressed out. So I just thank God for the growth in knowing who to talk to, and not, I didn't want to gossip. I just wanted to hear what I needed to hear. And I'm so grateful that the Lord allowed, I don't want to say allowed my friend not to be there, but it just showed me you don't always have to go and talk to somebody. You need to be praying. I know how to pray myself, but I needed strength of other people that I knew that could get a prayer through as well. So just trust the Lord in all that you do. I feel like I'm talking a lot. Am I talking too much? Am I making
You're making a lot of sense. You know, you're good. I just wanted you to finish your thoughts, and you know, I don't want to take away from where you're trying to go. And it's very important. And even when you was talking about Jairus, when it was at the house, they were there weeping, they were there crying, all that negativity. And I can only imagine what he was going through being around all of that. And despite what Jesus was saying and what Jesus had done and all this other stuff and what he'd heard about it, is just when you're around negativity, when you're around mourners, people who are gossiping, when you're around them, it affects your trust. Because when a situation comes up, instead of thinking about Jesus, we start thinking about other people's situation. And this is how they got through it. The difference, the reason it took me, and it takes you a period of time, get that trust. Going to the hospital, it doesn't bother me anymore. It doesn't affect me. Did it? Yes. Do I understand it? Yes. Some people are just built that way. But at the same time, I still trust the Lord can do. And even if he don't, he's still able to do it. But it's not about Derek's will. It's about the Lord's will. And again, my father was blind. He could not see. So the Lord took him home. The doctor said he wouldn't have been the same if he would have survived it. So I'm in comfort in that. I know that he's in a better place with a better body. Was it sad? Yes. Did it take me a minute? Yes. Do I still trust in the Lord? Yes. Do I trust in the Lord that he can lift you up? Yes, I do. But sometimes as you get around people, and then I was around people that was giving me the sorry speech. I'm sorry, da-da-da-da-da-da, this, that. And it's just like, okay, the Lord, when he moves in your life, is always good. Even in death, it's always good. Even if you don't get what you're looking for, because maybe he got something better for you. In this case, my father has some issues with his sight and all of that. Now that I know that he's in heaven, that he got a better body, and that he got his reward, and that's what I'm trying to get to. And in order for me to see that again, I have to do what he did and work for the Lord and do and strive after the Lord and trust him in all things and be like the Hebrew boys. If he's able, if he do it, he's able. If he don't do it, he still is able. That's just my mentality. That's how we have to trust and believe that not only trust in it, but believe the outcome if you're walking the way the Lord wants you to walk.
Amen. At the end of the day, God is still God, whether it happens or it don't happen, whether it turns out to be a worse situation, he's still God. So will you still give him the glory even if the situation doesn't work the way you think it should work or you don't get the outcome that you expected? Will you still give him the glory? At the end of the day, we are here to glorify the Lord. And we should glorify him in the good and the bad. Because sometimes situations happen for us not to break us and keep us down, but it is to build our faith, to build our trust in him. How can you trust me if you never went through a situation to even know how to trust me? And the more you go through situations, the more your trust builds. And no matter how things may look right now in your life, you know, trusting God and his will, you know, that will ease the pain. So I'm trusting him and get your eyes off the situation. Another sign of God that God is asking you to trust him is if you have a healthy conviction to pray more. A lack of prayer will always result in a lack of trusting God. So, you know, the more you pray, the more you trust God. So keep on praying, and you're going to keep on trusting God, and it's going to go deeper and deeper. Like my trust right now, if anything happens, I'm not saying I'm superhuman or I'm super spiritual and I'm not affected by anything, because I would be lying if I was to say that. But I have learned that it may be pain, but I still trust God. And I trust him with everything in me, regardless of how it looks. You can just learn to trust him, not only in your mind, but get it in your heart. Jairus, he could have, if he would have listened to those professional mourners, you know, if he would have listened to those men that came and said, you know, don't bother the Lord, your daughter already gone. If he would have listened, then he would have missed out on his blessing. So it's best. Just keep the naysayers and the people that, you know the characters of the people who you around. You know how they act. So, you know, keep them at bay. I'm not saying disrespect anybody or not show anybody any love. But some people you just got to deal with from a distance and don't allow all that negativity or that the negative talk around you. So, You gotta stay strong. You can't stay strong when you got people that have you to join in with them. It's not gonna work that way.
Amen. 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 Amen.
All right, cousin, I guess I'm talking to myself. Can I get amen?
Huh?
You there?
Right,
well, my husband, I don't know what he's doing right now, but I did want to give another scripture, Romans 12:12. It says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." So I like the patient in affliction, because I'm not praying to be patient. But I'm learning that if you just be still and let the Lord move, let the Lord
just
be still and let him handle the situation. Try not to react. It's like taking a few seconds to take a breather before you react. Because a lot of times we'll react to a situation and it'll get us in trouble. It's better to the Lord and see where he what he would have you to do in that situation. So,
can you hear me?
Husband, you there?
Can you hear me?
All right. I hope y'all can hear me. I hope I'm not talking to myself. But if I am, oh, well, I'm going to give God all the glory anyway. So I don't know if we're having technical difficulties. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I pray that y'all can. If one of my people
that can hear you,
if you can still hear me, can you just give me a hey? I can hear you. Because I don't think my husband can hear me. All right. Well, I'm going to keep going. So, you know, there was a point in my life when I was growing up and, you know, I couldn't talk to my earthly father. He wasn't there. He wasn't around. So it's kind of like I went through life with situations and I got myself in situations. It wouldn't have happened, I feel, if I had a father around. But because I didn't, I just kept, you know, doing what I was doing. But it seemed like the more hell that I went through, closer I got to God. And that's when I learned how to talk to the Lord, and I began to take my life back. And little by little, you know, my faith and my trust grew. So that's why to this day, can't nobody tell me anything different about the Lord, because I know him for myself. And it's important that you get to know him for yourself. That way nobody can tell you anything. They can't tell you A, B, or C because you know for yourself your father. But you, if you don't get in the Word and spend time with them, then you're not going to be able to know him. So get in there and spend time with him so that way you can get to know the Lord and learn to trust him. Learn to trust him in everything and all.
Can you hear me now?
There's a,
hello.
I sure can. Welcome back, husband. Welcome back.
I've been talking for the longest. Okay, you were just going and
going.
We were talking. Okay. We are having some time.
You weren't on the line. You were, yeah.
No, we were on the line the whole time, but I think
okay.
We are having
okay. Someone told me that they can hear you and me. So I apologize. I couldn't hear you at all.
Yes.
Well, be quiet,
right,
then. I'm gonna let you talk.
No, it's just that's just a wifely duty. When the husband talks, you just keep talking and don't hear what we're saying, and you just, you know. Most
oh,
wise,
you
know
got jokes tonight. You got jokes.
But our signal was strong. So, yes, we heard everything that you said. And for those that could not hear me, we do apologize. And those that heard both of us at the same time, that's why I just began to be quiet. But on my end, we're good. but I just think that because we're in two different parts, we're just having a trouble connecting, so we do apologize for that. I promise you it won't happen again next week, but we are, for some reason, having some technical difficulties. But with that being said, I'm hoping that you guys are learning a lot about trusting and the difference between trusting the Lord and loving the Lord, two different things, and that we should also just learn to, as they did in Jairus and his daughter, you have to clean the house out. Whatever you're going through, you got to clean out all the negativity and focus on what the Lord is telling you, leading you, and guiding you to do. With that being said, anything else you want to add to this before we get out of here? Okay. But for those, though, I'm going to have her have closing remarks before we do leave, so because we're having trouble with our signals. But tomorrow at 7 p.m. will be our normal schedule as we start our week off. Tuesday Bible study at 7 p.m. Praise Tabernacle Bible study, which will be led by Head Elder Richard Taylor, Praise Tabernacle Church Bible study. It will be led by Elder Richard Taylor, Again, Bishop Omar, First Lady Tamela Zachary is the Bishop and First Lady of Praise Tabernacle Church. Something that's going to be different is Elder Richard Taylor will be running the service, running the program tomorrow night for Tuesday night Bible study, and along with the rest of the elders, deacons, and evangelists. Also, Thursday night will be Omar, Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries at 7 p.m. as well, right here on Blog Talk Radio, and also on Facebook Live. You can catch Bishop Omar and First Lady Pamela Zachary Ministries Thursday night at 7 p.m. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to their Facebook page at Praise Tabernacle Church Lawrenceville, and you can watch it live on Facebook Live. Also, if you want to catch it a little bit later, you can watch it on YouTube. Also, Sunday at 9:15, every Sunday now at 9:15 a.m., Praise Tabernacle Church will be live right here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, you can go to Facebook Live and watch them live on Praise Tabernacle Church in Lawrenceville. Also, Wednesday, we have Watchmen on the Wall with Elder Bazaar. On Friday, or this coming Saturday, is Spiritual Sense of Life with Overseer Timothy Jackson out of Dallas, Texas. So those are the list. Those are the things we got going on this week. Again, I just want to thank all those that are listening to us. Hopefully you got something from us. And again, we apologize for the technical problems we were having. Again, we are broadcasting in all over the United States and over in London, Germany, and Nassau. So every now and then, I'm assuming we'll get our airways messed up from time to time. We're working on it. Again, my engineer is texting me, telling me we're working on the problem. We do apologize for that. And I think I got Miss Kay back on, and she's going to close us out.
Yes, I'm back.
Again, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., same station. If you're on the website, www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver, at 7 p.m., or you can call the phone number 845-277-9094 to listen. And, again, that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and you will hear from the head elder of Praise Tabernacle Church, Richard Taylor. He will conduct the service and bring on the speaker and all of that. And again, on Thursday at 7 p.m., you'll hear Bishop Omar Zachary Family and Family Ministries praise and worship service Thursday at 7 p.m. as well. With me saying that, I'm going to turn this part over, and Ms. Kay is going to have closing remarks and dismiss us.
All right. I apologize for the, I don't know, whatever was going on tonight, but I pray that God still gives the glory. I pray that you all got something out of our conversation on tonight. I heard somebody say before, when you learn to leave everything in God's hand, you will start to see God's hand in everything. So let's go ahead and just leave everything in his hand. He can hold on to it better than you. A lot of things we need to let go anyway. So hold on to God's hand. And his hand is unchanging, as you know, God's unchanging hand. I'm going to close this out on tonight. Father God, I thank you for allowing us to come together on tonight. I pray that something was said that was that registered with someone, so that way they'll know to get your word in their heart, not just in their mind. I pray that this increases the desire to seek you even more. I pray that you just continue to let your will be done in our lives. Situations going on, circumstances happening all around us. I pray that we just keep our eyes stayed on you and trust and believe that there is nothing that's happening that's not in your control. There is nothing that's happening that's bigger than you. You are in control. You will forever be in control. And we surrender our hearts, our minds, our body, and our soul to you on tonight. We ask that you just continue to be with us throughout this week. I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. I pray and I thank you for the strength. Thank you for a renewed mind. I thank you for allowing us to just be here one more time. And if it's your will, we'll see everyone back on next Monday. Good night, everybody. God bless.